Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Pete Eakins. I was looking for Sean.
Speaking.
Sean, how are you? My name is Pete Eakins, and I own the Airbnb that you rented last weekend. How are you?
Okay. What's up?
Well, I'm calling, and I'm guessing you probably know why I'm calling.
We didn't cause any damage or anything. Everything's paid.
Okay. So you're saying you didn't cause any damage. Everything's paid. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, why are you calling? Like you said, I know why you're calling. No, I don't know why you're calling. So why don't you tell
I figured you knew why I was calling and, apparently you don't because you think that there was no damage. So that's why I'm calling.
Well, no, I know there was no damage. So why not? Again, you're just beating around the bush.
How'd you like the showers, by the way? Just a quick review of the shower.
Yeah, we used the shower. We used your shower in the bathroom, and the water went down the drain.
I said no pets. Did you have a dog or a cat or some other hairy thing with you?
No.
Then how do you explain the $400 plumbing bill that I got for all of the hair that was left in the drain after your stay?
Yeah, good luck. I mean, what do you want me to do? I don't know how many people you have coming into your house. It was me and my girlfriend. All right. We stayed there for two nights and then we left. Okay. So in two nights, you mean to tell me that we've caused $400 worth of clogged drains?
After your stay, my drains were clogged with hair. And I'll have you know, I collected the hair and I went to social media and I pulled up your social media account and I saw your lovely pictures with your girlfriend that were posted all over your social media. And I went to her social media. I analyzed it. I zoomed in. I analyzed it and the color matches perfectly. It was a clump of your girlfriend's hair that clogged up my pipes and cost $400 in damage. And I want my money. And I'll have you know, my uncle is a lawyer.
Oh, good. Good. That's awesome.
Also, I have another question before I let you go, and I will see you in court.
Okay, Pete, I'll see you in court with that. My cousin Vinny. I'll see you in court.
Oh, you have a cousin who's a lawyer, too, and his name's Vinny?
No. I'm sure. No, I didn't say that. I just said my cousin Vinny. I didn't say he was a lawyer. I just said my cousin Vinny. That's all I said. So, yeah, what's the other question we got here?
No, I'm pretty sure I just heard you threaten me with your cousin Vinny, who's a lawyer. Bring it on.
That's a movie reference, all right? Like Joe Pesci, I don't know if you heard of him. The guy won an Oscar. So, go ahead.
You have another lawyer named Joe Pesci?
Never mind.
Well, I thought this interaction would actually go good and you would agree to pay the $400, so I already knitted a teddy bear out of the hair that was left because I figured you'd want that back.
You knitted a bear out of hair
Yes.
that was pulled from your drains.
A teddy bear,
all
yes.
All right. Okay, great. All right, Hannibal Lecter.
I sell real hair teddy bears on Etsy along with Airbnb. And I guess I'll just throw this up on there too and maybe get my money back.
Yeah, I don't care what you do, man. You're insane. So I'm going to block this number. I look forward to the lawsuit. And I guess, you know what? I look forward to the teddy bear, too. It'll end on a good note. I look forward to the weird hair teddy bear,
and I'll have you know that I'm recording this, and I'm going to have this played back in court with your lawyer, Joe Pesci, and Vinny, all of them.
Okay, great, you psycho. Did you get that? Psycho. Hope that's on the recording.
Yes, Pete. I did.
And I'll see you in court.
All right. Well, then I'll let you know that this is not Pete Eakins at all from the Airbnb. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your girlfriend Ann set you up.
You're kidding me.
It's a joke.
Dude, you're what the
she
what
said
are you
that,
doing?
She said that you are always giving her crap about how much hair she leaves in the drains, and you stayed in an Airbnb last weekend and wanted me to mess with you.
Okay, well, Jubal, don't ever open an Airbnb, man. I don't think you're cut out for it. It's just a radio.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.